Amen. Praise the Lord. Have your Bible. Turn to Romans chapter 15 tonight. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Begin reading tonight, verse number 1. Paul says to the Romans, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves, that every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as written, that the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell upon me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort and of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive you one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thee thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all you people. I want to preach a little while tonight, if God be my help, on this thought, the old and the new, and it's all for you. Amen? The old and the new, and it's all for you. Now, I've been looking at things this week, and I've got two messages, and I couldn't figure out which one to preach. And so what we're going to do tonight, we're just going to combine them together and just go with God. How about that? Amen. That's all I know how to do, praise God. I had thoughts here, and I had some thoughts elsewhere, and God was just linking us together and helping us to just be mindful of who He is and what He wants to do. And I think what God's wanting us to do, as we see here in Paul's letter to the Romans, He's wanting us just to love God and to love each other, amen? And that's what the book is about, amen, from the Old Testament, New Testament. It's just about loving God and loving one another and helping out where we can. Amen. I think God bless that. God honor. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Just that we love one another, praise God, and we praise God for what He's doing. And Paul's saying here, he's saying those that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Infirmities, I've told you before, and you know what it is. Infirmities is that weakness or lack of strength that we have. And every one of us, now listen to me now, hey, we're no super saints here. Every one of us have infirmities. Every one of us have weaknesses and lack of strength. Amen? We're not, these aspects in our life where we're not really strong. Amen. And now there's other people that's in this church, praise God, and in our families that are strong in these aspects where we're not. And what Bible teaches here, Paul's teaching, even the Romans, praise God, is that we need to take what strengths we have, praise God, and use them for God's glory. A little strength you have, praise God, can change the life of somebody else. And somebody else's strength they have can change your life and help you. So we be an encouragement to each other. He said, therefore, he said, we're not supposed to be personal pleasers, but God pleasers. We're supposed to be pleasing and helping our neighbors where we can. I got some neighbors, every time I try to help them, they want to pay me. I can't get them to let me do nothing without them wanting to pay me. I said, I don't do it to be paid. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor. Amen? That's what you're supposed to be. Good, be a good neighbor. Help where you can. Amen. Praise God. He said, you use it for goodness, you use it for the edification, for good to edification, uplifting and encouraging. Amen. Praise God. But he said that even as Christ didn't please himself, he never done nothing to please himself. He had done everything that he did, praise God, to please the Father. Even to the taking the reproaches of the world that we put on him. Amen. We did that. Who hung cross on the cross? We did. Amen. Who beat him? Who spit upon him? Who mocked him? Who made fun of him? We did. Amen. It was for our sins, praise God, that he hung on the cross of Calvary. But the Bible tells us in verse number 4, and I want to look at this verse right quickly. He says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime. Now that's the old, and praise God, it brings us to the new. Those things that was written aforetime were written for our learning. Now what the Bible teaches here, amen, what the meaning of this is that past truth is revealed through the Word of God. Things that happened in the past, pray God, are revealed in His Word so that we can see the truth. The revealed Word of God, what God has done for others. Now listen to me, what God has done for others, He can do for you. Amen. Now the devil don't like it. I've done that about 10 times in my head. It was like God was trying to give it to me, and the devil was trying to pluck it. Every time the Lord did, it's like the devil was trying to reach and pluck it away from me. Amen. He said, "No, he can't." He said, "He done what he's done for me. He can't do for you." I said, "Glory, hallelujah! What God has done for others, He can do for me." And boy, the devil reached and try to pull it. He don't want you to get a hold of that. Because if you ever get a hold of that, praise God, you'll have peace with God and you'll know that He's God and He's on your side, Brother Kevin, and you march on into victory, praise God, looking for those pearly gates that's up ahead, amen, without any hesitation at all, knowing about what God's done for all those old other saints gone by, praise God, He can do for you. Mama and Papa, praise God, say, boy, they love the Lord. They marched on. I know they marched right into the portals of glory. Glory, hallelujah, as a child of God. If you'll submit yourself to Him, you can too. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. It don't matter who you are, where you've been. Jesus died for your sins on the cross of Calvary. And if we'll ask Him for His help and His strength, He can strengthen us from the throne of grace. He can bring us up above all the obstacles we face. He can take our feet and put them on a foundation that's sure. We don't have to wallow around in the muck and the mire of the world no more, praise God, because there's a foundation that's set. There's a cornerstone that's been set. Praise God, that's steady. It's stationary, praise God. It's a place of marking where we can know the border. Amen. So we don't get off the path. And he said, because of those things, praise God, past, that's been revealed. Those Old Testament prophets, praise God, they're profitable for a blessing to us today. Amen. Me and you. Praise God. You say, how do you get them? Through reading the scriptures. Reading and studying the Word of God. Amen. That's how we get it. Praise God. See, said four times we're written for our learning. That's how you learn. Praise God. You read and study. Now, I don't know about society today. They just want to tell you this and tell you that and just expect you to believe it. Amen. I want somebody to give me some solid principles I can build upon. Amen. I know old school, praise God, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Praise God. That's what got us through, praise God. That's what gave us education. That's what brought us to where we are now. I don't understand why we want to change all that. Amen. We want to teach our kids, our youngins, our families, praise God, that there's no absolute in this world. I want to say that's a lie of the devil. There is an absolute in this world. You can absolutely be saved through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God, you can be brought along through this world with the help of God. Amen, praise God. That's old, amen, and that's new, praise God. Every bit of it is for me and for you. And we can come together, one mind and one accord, and march on for the cause of Christ. Praise His name. Amen. So we can see. You say, preacher, why would God do it? So we can look at the Word of God and we can see those in the past and we can see past failures. Amen. This blessed old King James Bible is full of past failures. People that messed up. Amen. Hey, it's all in here. You know, a preacher, I don't like it when they preach about being old sinners. Why? The Bible's all full of sinners. Amen. Every one of them, praise God, it's full of people that messed up. They done things contrary to God, contrary to God's Word, contrary to God's commandments, contrary to God's principles. Amen. They did it, praise God, they messed up. But not only does he give us past failures, but he also gives us the victories, praise God, of those that's gone on before us. Those that stood the test of time, praise God, and kept their eyes on the Lord, praise God Almighty, and just said, you know what? Come hell or high water, we're just going to stay with God. Boy, I tell you, they persevered. Amen. They marched on. They didn't give up. They didn't give in. They didn't compromise what they believed. Amen. Some of these old saints of God was like saw logs. Amen. They'd set outside these old farm supply places.
sat out there on their stools and they'd talk among themselves. And when some little old something another come along with some kind of crazy off the wall idea, they'd listen to him for a few minutes and they'd look in between Buck and Bill and they'd say, "Hey, listen, buddy," I said, "you're wrong. Amen. You're messed up in your thinking. Let me tell you what thus says the Word of God. Let me tell you what God's got to say about that. God loved you and He gave Himself for you. Praise God. The only way and the only hope, praise God, in this world is Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior and a good God of heaven. He will persevere. Praise God. He'll bring us through. He'll enlighten us, praise God, by the marvelous light of heaven. He'll show you where you need to be and He'll help you to get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? So not only does He show us our failures, but He gives us victories. Amen. We have insight, praise God. Because He has dealt, because of what we see, the way He has dealt with His people in the Old Testament. Listen, God never let them get by with nothing. Amen. I don't know why we think in the New Testament we can get by with stuff. Amen. We've got the old, now we've got the new, praise God. And we think we can get by with stuff now that they couldn't get by with it back then. And it ain't going to happen. God's still God. He's sovereign in all His dealings, praise God. And same way He's dealt with them, He'll deal with me and you. Through His Holy Spirit, praise God, He'll finger around our consciousness and show us that we're wrong and He's right. That's just the way it is. That's the way God designed it to be. Amen. There's a right way and a wrong way. There's God's way and our way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God's always right. If there's any doubt, praise God, about which direction we're going, which direction you're going, praise God, just find out which direction God wants to go. I guarantee you, He'll take you in the right direction. Praise God, He'll help you get there safe and sound. I'm glad God puts those stop signs up, praise God, along the highway of life. So we come to them, praise God, give us a minute of contemplation to think about where we are. Amen. So we see the failures, we see the victories that God gives us. The inside of what God's done for His people through these things. Amen. And we see that these lessons, praise God, are used to strengthen us in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To strengthen the believer. That's what Paul's telling here. He said, because of the Scriptures, praise God, because of what we've been told of old, we have power from on high. We have power to minister to our hearts. To lead us in the path. God have us to go, praise God. And He begins to lay it out. Amen. Not only does He do it, but He says it's a strengthening of the believer. It gives us the strength, praise God, to overcome the obstacles we face. The biggest obstacle we face tonight is self. I said the biggest obstacle tonight we face is self. Self messes us up more than anybody else. Amen. Amen. Self runs off half the time without thinking about what God would have us to do. And we get ourselves in a mess. And then we got to try to figure out how to get back. We ever just stop, throw up our hands, and say, "Lord, here I am. Can you come get me?" Amen. I've had to do that a time or two in my life, praise God. I've just got in a mess and I just had to throw my hands up, pick up the phone and call mom and daddy and say, "Hey, can you come get me? Amen. I'm not in a good place." Amen. Ain't God, ain't it good, praise God, when God shows you that? Amen. Amen. Praise God. I told both my youngs, you ever get in a place, somebody's put you in a predicament. Amen. You grab you up a phone somewhere, you borrow one or whatever, and you give me a call, I'll come get you. Don't you let people lead you down the wrong path, praise God. I'm glad I can throw up my hand and say, Lord Jesus, I need some help, and He'll come get me. Amen. He'll pick me up, praise God. He's that strength, praise God, of the believer. Not only is that strength to believe, praise God, but He's that helper that we need. Paul says this, he says in verse number 4, he said, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. So he said, there's some lessons here for us to learn. He said, number one, he said that we through patience. Now God, what God gives us here is it helps us to produce in us patience. Patience is endurance, praise God. That's what we need for the trip. Amen. Every one of us, I had talked to a fella, trying to think if it was yesterday, I was talking to him, I was talking to him about some things going on in his life, and I said, we need to have patience. Amen. We need to ask God to help us with patience. He said, I know, but I'm not a very patient person. You could tell from the phone conversation that he was getting impatient. Amen. He said, I'm not very patient. I said, well, we have to ask God to help us with that. That's that endurance in times when we get impatient. That God gives us that patience. I'm not a very patient person. I'll be honest. I am not a very patient person. But God Almighty persevered in life, praise God, and He helps us to have that patience, that endurance to endure in a time of impatience. To help us to be patient, praise God, when we need to be patient. Amen. So not only does He help us to produce the patience that we need, but He helps us with comfort from the Lord. Now that comfort is encouragement, praise God, when we need encouragement. That's that comfort or that consolation, praise God, during trials. What He brings us through. And that's what Paul's telling us here. He said through patience and comfort and of the Scriptures. Amen. He said, praise God, He gives us that, the strength. He said He gives us that, He produces that strength in us, praise God. He helps us with our patience, and through that, praise God, He gives us comfort. He gives us that encouragement, praise God, that we need to help others to be encouraged. I tell you, I've never seen a time like we're living in today that everybody don't need a little bit more encouragement. There's enough discouragement to go around everywhere. Everybody can get a truckload of it and then some. But boy, there's a God of heaven that'll encourage us if we'll let Him. He wants to if we'll only pull up, praise God, and let Him load us up. And that's what He does here at the end of verse number 4. Amen. He said that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Amen. So what Paul's saying here is he said the comfort and encouragement. He said that patience and that comfort, encouragement, praise God. He said pulls us all up to the loading dock, praise God, where we can take hope. Amen. That's what that literally means, that we might have hope. In other words, to have it, to take it. That we might take hope unto ourselves. That we might be made hopeful. Now hope is hope is faith with an expectation. He said we need to just load our cart full of hope. Realizing, praise God, that God's made us some great, exceeding, precious promises. And we just pull up, praise God, to the loading dock and He'll load our truck up. Man, fill you plumb full, praise God, of hope. If we'll trust Him, amen. That confidence, amen, in faith, knowing that God Almighty's made His promises. And God don't change His mind, He don't lie. He's there to give us that encouragement, praise God. Amen. So that we can realize that we're not living, we don't have to live our life in vain, praise God, but we can live our life with purpose. Amen. Do you know God's got a purpose for every one of us? Amen. For every one of us, God has a purpose. For little Blake, God's got a purpose. Amen. He don't know it yet, but God's got a purpose for that little fella. He's got a purpose for every one of us. And we just have to find our place for that purpose. That your life is not in vain. Amen. It's for a purpose. So we realize, praise God. You say, well, when we begin to see that, we begin to realize that. We realize that we're not in control, but that God is. Amen. God is the one in control. He said that, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may be made with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he said, we see, praise God, that we realize that God is in control. And I say that all the time because He is. Amen. He's always in control. And said all these things begin to work together. Romans 8:28 said they work together for good to those that believe in the Lord, that trust the Lord, that rely on the Lord. Amen. They work together for good for me and you. It's all to bring glory to God. That's the end result. And everything, praise God, that we have and we do is to bring glory to His name. So we see that and we begin to realize that God Almighty, praise God, that we begin to realize the things of this world. We begin to realize most of all what's important to you. Amen. Now here we're going to get back into the second part of the message. And I was trying to tie this all together. So we see, praise God, what God's done and what Paul's told us, and we blend the old and the new, praise God, because it's all for us, and we begin to see the message that the Lord said if we just with patience and long-suffering and comfort from the Lord, praise God, and we have that hope of God, and we know that God does everything, we can't hardly do nothing by ourselves, amen, without His help. But what's important to you and me, praise God, is important to God. Amen? We know that we all have needs. But Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, he said, but that if we seek first the kingdom of God. Amen? He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? So what's important to us, and a lot of times what we get caught up in, instead of realizing that God's in control of everything, we start just trying to take upon ourselves, and what we try to do is become little gods within us. Now, there's a lot of religions out here today that's teaching that you are a little god. You don't have to trust in any gods, any kind of other gods, that you are a little god, and that you just have to become that god that you are. Now, I don't know about you. If I'm some kind of god, I'm a sorry god. Amen. I am a pitiful, pitiful god. So I don't want, hey, I'm just going to tell you, don't none of you worship me because I'm a sorry, no account god. Amen. Because I'm no god at all. There's one God, and He's sitting at the right in heaven, praise God, in the right hand of the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit of God. Three in one, and one in three, and that's God. Amen? But God knows that we have needs. That's what He's telling us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But if you go back and you look at verse 19, in Matthew chapter 6, He said, lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. In other words, hey, it's not going to be very secure here laid up on earth. They was talking the other day, said that all the stuff that's going on with the feds and stuff now, and they're talking about if you've got an excessive 401k, if you've worked really hard all your life and you've put back, and you know, if a place has offered you up to 6% a year and you've took full benefit of that and you put that back for yourself and for your family so you'd have enough to live on, the government said, well, you know what, that's too much. And so we're going to have to take part of that. You say, well, wait a minute, preacher, that's mine, that belongs to me. No, it don't. Amen. It don't belong to you. Amen. They say it belongs to them. And they can do with it what they want to. You say, well, preacher, that'll make me fight mad. I hope so. Amen. Praise God. About time we get fighting mad about what's going on in this world. Because there's an ungodly bunch out there that's going to take advantage of those that's trying to do right and work to have something. But he said, don't be trying to lay up all this stuff in this world where moth and rust corrupt and where thieves break through to steal. He said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. He said, a place where it's secure. Notice verse 21. He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So what we have to look at today, amen, taking the old and taking the new, and realizing it's all for me and it's all for you, and we put it together, praise God, to see the puzzle that God's got for us tonight. And we realize that through patience and perseverance, and God Almighty, that the Comforter gives us, and the things that God allows us to do and hope that we have, praise God, brings us to a point where we can just say, Lord God, I know that You're in control. I know that You have all power. And whatever I need, I'm going to trust in You. Amen. Amen. Whatever I need, I'm going to trust in Him. Because He can meet those needs. And He said, we lay it up in heaven. And we, praise God, because that is where our heart is. That's where the heart of man is, praise God. Tonight it ought to be in heaven. Amen? Praise God. Because that heart, praise God, that's where the seat of our infections is. That's where God is, praise God. That's where God should be. It ought to be a precious place, a treasured place. Amen? Full of the sweet Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit that lives in us. It ought to be real, praise God. There ought to be love there. Amen? Because He first loved us, what He's done for us. The hope that we have, praise God, the confidence, not in us, but in Him. Amen? See the power of God. And we see our hearts. The Bible says from the abundance of your heart. Look at Luke chapter 6. I'll be all over the place before it's done. That's all right. Luke chapter number 6. Luke chapter number 6, verse 45. He said, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of evil treasure of the heart bringeth forth that which is evil. But now I want you to watch this. He said, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? He said, listen, said, out of the abundance of the heart your mouth speaks. What comes out of us, praise God, comes from your heart. Amen. We can try to paint it. We try to cover it up. We try to make it look like something else. But it's from the abundance of your heart that you speak. That's why sometimes we say goofy stuff. Amen. We say offensive stuff. We say hurtful stuff. Because your heart speaks. Amen. Your heart speaks. Your heart, my heart, they speak. But the thing is, people hear what our heart says. They do. And it, what comes out of you, praise God. That's what makes a difference. What comes out of you, praise God. Amen. God's not deaf to our conversation. Hello? He says in Philippians 3:20, he said, our conversation's in heaven. In other words, our citizenship, where we live, praise God, and the manner of our living should be in Christ Jesus, because that's where our homeland is. But he said, God knows, praise God, he's not deaf to our conversation. He hears what we say. And he knows it comes from our hearts. Amen. Whether it's pleasing to him or not pleasing to him, where it edifies and lifts up, or whether it tears up and tears down. Amen. Where it magnifies God, gives him glory, or whether it brings reproach. God's not deaf, he hears it. Praise God. Not only is God not deaf, God's not blind. Amen. God don't only hear it, our conversation, our manner of life, praise God, but he sees it. He sees what we do. He knows why we do it. Amen. Sometimes it's because our heart's rotten. Got a bad heart. Hard-heartedness, praise God. An evil man out of an evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. He said, for the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Amen. Our mouth speaks from the heart. What kind of language, what kind of conversations coming out of your mouth? That pretty much defines your heart. Amen. I had a conversation with this just a few days ago with a fella, and everything he said, Brother Bill, was a cuss word. I said, son, what's the matter with you? He said, what do you mean? I said, every other word you use is a cuss word. I said, you've got a better vocabulary than that. I said, your education's higher than that. He said, I don't know. I didn't even realize I was doing it. I said, well, you are. Every other word is a cuss word. It's a manner of conversation. It's coming out of his heart. From the abundance of his heart, his mouth is speaking foulness. Amen. Evil things, wicked things. People, they're not even speaking it now. They're putting it on T-shirts. Amen. Putting it out there for everybody to see. Vile and wicked stuff at little children me and you shouldn't see. Amen. You say, where does that come? It comes from abundance of their heart. Amen. You need to go up, cover that up so you don't have to look at it and say, let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. Amen. He loves you. And he loves you. He loves you in the very fiber of your being. He loves you. He wants to save you, praise God. But we see, praise God, God knows. He knows our hearts, praise God. He knows our conversation. He knows our manner of living. He's not blind to it. He's not deaf to it. He sees us, praise God. He sees us in everything that we do. And God catches all that. Now listen to me, and I'm about finished. God catches all that and he records it. Amen? God catches all that. Every word we say and every deed we do, God catches it and records it. You believe that? Yeah, the Bible says that. Look at Matthew chapter 12 and verse 33. The Bible says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye be in evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, here it is again, the mouth speaketh. That's why the wicked stuff comes out. He said, a good man out of a good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But watch this. He said, but I say unto you that every idle word that men speak, They shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So God takes your words, He takes your deeds, praise God, and He pins them down and He records them. Amen. You're not. They say, "Well, preacher, one day when I get the throne, I'm just going to set the record straight. I'm going to tell Jesus. You ain't going to tell Jesus nothing. He's going to take the book of life and another book. If your name's not written in the book of life, praise God of the Lamb. He's going to take that other book and open up." And there'll be everything you said and everything you've done, praise God, all your life. Amen. God's got it recorded, documented. Amen. What do you think about it? That's scary, isn't it? That is scary, praise God. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, covers all my sins. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that that book of life, my name's written in it, in the indelible blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. I praise the Lord for that. Because every idle word, everything we do, everything we say, praise God, is going to be recorded in that book. And we're going to have to go back and give an account for that recording. Amen. So Paul would tell the Romans, praise God, that we have our confidence in God. Because of this, we've got to have our confidence in the Lord. Because everything's going to be recorded, we've got to have our confidence in Jesus. Amen. So Paul tells us here, he said, praise God. And Paul begins to pray in Romans chapter 15. Amen. We see this thing. I'm trying to come full circle here and bring you back around. Paul says this in Romans 15. He's done spoke about the things, praise God, you have the patience and the consolation, amen, the comfort we have in the Lord, about that peace we have, that taking hope, taking it under self, believing in hope. And then Matthew says, praise God, that God Almighty is he's a looking at your heart. He knows your heart, praise God, better than you do. He said, out of that abundance of your heart, we speak and act out and do the things that we do. So we have to ask ourselves, how is our heart? Amen. We can't do the things Paul says we need to do till we have a checkup on the heart. See what kind of heart condition we got. Amen. I could go into a bunch on that. But Paul says in verse number 13, Romans 15, 13, he said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. Now here's how he says you can do it. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, if you want to be empowered, if you want to be able to do what God says we can do, he said, praise God. He said, then you can that the God of hope fill you with joy and God of hope fill you with peace. Praise God. Peace that passes understanding, that comes from the throne room of grace down to me and you. Praise God. He said that may abound in hope through the power. Now that power is where we get that as dynamos. That's where we get our word dynamite. He said explosive power, praise God, that God gives us, amen, praise the Lord, do the things that He'll get rid, it'll blow out that old junk, so God will have a place to put in good stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope. So He didn't only say take hope, amen, a truckload, but He said that the God of hope fill you. And praise God, and that you may abound in hope. He said, not only can you get a truckload of hope, but God will fill you with hope and say, praise God, you abound or you press forward. You become an occupier by hope. Amen. And all of that is empowered by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God, the Father, in me and you. Amen. So all the old and all the new, it's all for me and it's all for you. And God puts it in a volume book and Paul writes about it. And he said, we can take it with assurance. He said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Amen. So that we might know. You say, well, preacher, what do we know? We know God, the Father. And we know God, the Son. And we know God, the Holy Spirit. That they're real and they're alive and they're at ever-present help. For times like these. Amen. And all this, in the volume of a book, is written for us, for me and you. A love letter from God to fill us with hope and to remove the despair. Amen. To give us that blessed assurance that there's somebody on our side. And I'm persuaded He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him. Praise God. My life, it don't belong to me. It belongs to Him. And I just commit it to Jesus for safekeeping. And He says He'll keep it, praise God. He'll guard it. Lay it up in heaven. Amen. Build upon things there and not here in this world where moth doth corrupt and thieves break in to steal. I'm glad tonight, youngins, according to the volume of the book, the new and the old and the new. Amen. We have a blessed hope in Lord Jesus Christ that nobody can take away from me and from you. Amen. In the precious love of Lord Jesus Christ.